The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
All right, so obviously, normally Day Prep, we're talking about fun stuff that's happening around the Magic Valley, but because our worlds are effectively canceled at the moment, I'm using Day Prep to get you up to speed on things that you're going to need to know living your day in the Magic Valley. First, the pandemic and numbers. Yesterday, total statewide number of cases in Idaho was 47, which is pretty low. You compare it to other states, that's pretty low, but we've only done right around 1,500 tests. So that's why they're saying stay at home as much as possible, because we just don't know who has this thing yet. That brings Ada County's count to 13, Blaine County's to 21, Kootenai and Canyon County each have 3 apiece, Madison and Teton County each have 2 apiece, and Twin Falls Valley and Bingham counties each have 1. The good news is that there are no deaths associated with the virus here in Idaho. And at last check, most of those suffering from the virus did not require hospitalization and are recovering at home in self-isolation. Central District Health, by the way, has issued a voluntary shelter-in-place order for anybody who has traveled to Blaine County in the last 2 weeks. Now, this comes after they discovered the 3 new cases in Ada County yesterday and the new case in Valley County traveled from Blaine County, with folks who had visited the area recently and then they brought it back not knowing that they had the virus. So that's not mandatory, but they are highly encouraging you, if you've been in Blaine County the last couple of weeks, to stay home and make sure those symptoms don't start popping up. But if they do, of course, go in for a test. The order to self-isolate for those residing in Blaine County remains in effect and is mandatory. This means everybody should stay home unless you need to perform essential activities or go to work to provide essential business and government services. Those caught violating this order will face civil penalties. Blaine County's self-isolation order remains in effect until April 13th or longer, should the Idaho Department of Health deem it necessary to ensure public safety. School, still up in the air. I've heard unofficially that some districts are looking at discontinuing classes for the remainder of the school year, though I cannot tell you which districts are having that conversation at this time, nor can I tell you if any final decisions have been made. All I know is that an important meeting among Idaho education administrators is set to take place this week on March 26th, and we'll know more at that point, and we'll certainly share with you what we find out as soon as we find out. After reporting last week that Kajah, Minidoka, and Gooding counties were offering grab-and-go breakfast and lunch for children between the ages of 1 and 18, I received several notes and emails concerning other districts in the Magic Valley who are doing the same thing. Now, instead of going through each and every one of them, because each is a little different, each is following a little different protocol, I suggest reaching out to your school if you're not sure what your district has made available. And I do have some resources available through media contacts, so in the event you're unable to reach somebody at your children's school, you can email me or call the request line. I'll do everything I can to find you answers. Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com. Phone number 208-7334-HOT. That's 208-733-4468. New updates in terms of store closures, government operations, that kind of thing. The Twin Falls, Burley, Jerome, Shoshone, Hagerman, Gooding, and Rupert public libraries are closed to the public. Now, some of those libraries are still offering curbside service that'll allow you to call ahead, reserve a book, and have it delivered to your car in the library parking lot, though some of those libraries, including Twin Falls, have stopped with the carside service as of this weekend and have just closed their doors completely. In a note from the Twin Falls Public Library yesterday, they said that you can return books via the Dropbox, but you're encouraged to keep the materials you've rented until the library reopens. Late fees will be waived during this time. And a couple of reminders that I've already talked to you about, just wanted to mention them to you again. The Gentry Show, scheduled for April 2nd at the historic Wilson Theater, has been postponed. That show is rescheduled for July 9th. Tickets are still available online at historicwilsontheater.com. Obviously, if you purchased a ticket for the show on April 2nd, that ticket will be honored at the rescheduled show. And if you're not able to make it to the rescheduled show, just reach out to the theater. Phone number is 436-2787. And they will be happy to provide you with a refund. The Bar J Wranglers show that was scheduled for later this spring at the Wilson has also been postponed. We do not have a rescheduled date on that show yet, but as soon as we do, we'll certainly let you know. Southern Idaho DMV and driver's license offices around Southern Idaho are closed. But again, if you have a driver's license or license plate tab that expires between March 1st and May 31st, you now have until June 30th to get it renewed, as those expiration dates have been automatically extended. If you're over the age of 65, your expiration date has automatically been extended to July 31st. This does not apply to commercial licenses. Many renewal services are available online at itd.idaho.gov. The Trump administration announced last week that it will allow individuals and businesses to delay paying their tax bills for 90 days past the April 15th deadline. That means you have until July 15th to get your taxes in. No word yet from the state of Idaho on whether or not they'll adopt a similar policy for your state taxes. As we move through this pandemic together, look, take advantage of your favorite restaurants, delivery and pickup services. Take advantage of carside grocery and things like that. For as much cash that isn't pouring into Southern Idaho economy right now, we can do our part in still supporting those businesses by ordering to go. So if there's a restaurant that you've been meaning to eat at recently, it's time to pick up the phone and find out what kind of delivery or pickup services they have available. KMVT had a great article yesterday about businesses trying to navigate this bizarre world we found ourselves in. And the marketplace manager with the Better Business Bureau in the article made a great suggestion that customers could also help by promoting businesses on social media or share your experience on a review site. If you picked food up curbside somewhere and it was awesome, talk to Facebook about it so other people see that and encourage them to support that business as well. If your budget allows, refuse refunds, as many restaurants, theaters, and performance venues are offering refunds to customers since all the events are canceled. Obviously, we don't all have that kind of cash to just forget about a concert ticket or something like that. But if you do, you'll be helping out your fellow small business. You'll be helping out the local Southern Idaho economy. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. Send the info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, or you can email it to me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.